Money FM 89.3, best of prime time. Mind your business, only on Money FM 89.3.
Mind Your Business on Money FM 89.3 is brought to you by Xero. Xero, it's beautiful business.
This is Primetime on Money FM 89.3. I'm Howie Lim. And in Mind Your Business, we explore the SME sector here in Singapore as it powers half our economy and hires about 70% of our people. According to one survey, business sentiment for the next 6 months at Singapore's SMEs plunged to the lowest ever amid COVID-19-induced uncertainty over prospects for global growth and economic activity. Xero, the global small business with Forrester Consulting's survey, showed that many SMEs tapped the government's COVID-19 support, and no doubt many utilised the support to digitalise. To tell us more about the benefits of that are Matthew Pua and Brian Chow, co-founders of Harvest Accounting. Thanks for joining us today, gentlemen.
Hi, Howie.
Hey,
nice Howie. To be here.
So let's briefly talk about the Harvest Accounting story. How did you guys start? Why did you start, etc.?
Yeah, sure. This is Matthew, and I've been in Singapore for about 6 years now. I was originally from New Zealand. Yeah, little known fact, actually, Xero started in New Zealand about 10 years ago. Early in my career, when I was in an accounting firm, I saw that it really took off and it slowly changed the way that we did business in New Zealand. And subsequently, I came to Singapore. In the last few years, I really saw Xero was coming into Asia via Australia, the UK, the US. I could really see a positive take up. So at that point, I decided, yeah, I think Xero would be something that a lot of small businesses need in Singapore and a lot of small businesses would want. And I met Brian along the way.
And Brian, how did you get roped into all this?
Yeah, because my background was in accounting, treasury, as well as corporate banking. I've always been excited to learn about fintech products and services in the marketplace. They're kind of disruptive and game changers in a way to improve how things were done. So Matthew introduced Xero to me. I saw that Xero was kind of a best-in-class cloud accounting solution that changed the way accountants and business owners would interact. So we really saw the opportunity and the growth to digitalize and kind of took the leap of faith to start our own digital-first practice. And we knew that, yeah, we would definitely provide good value and a better accounting experience to clients. Here at Harvest Accounting, we try to really look at how businesses operate, identify their bottlenecks, and reimagine their workflows, and look at suitable add-ons and technology from the Xero app ecosystem that really works for our customers.
The digitalize has been a clarion call of the Singapore government for some time already. I think some SMEs just were finding it hard and everything, but COVID-19 really pushed all of that to the fore, didn't it? Talk us through why it's important for those SMEs now to really do it.
Yeah, it's definitely important to digitalize and in the way you interact with your customers or even in your operations. You have data at your fingertips. You're definitely going paperless, cashless, and you are able to get access to your data anytime, anywhere. During the pandemic itself, cloud adoption actually surged. 62% of Singapore SMEs actually shifted their operations online to really manage operations and better engage with their customers through virtual communities and platforms. It is imperative that you have to find a way to identify opportunities to really pursue growth in a more hybrid way.
For ourselves, we're quite lucky that in a sense that we're actually set up digitally native from day one. So what that meant was that accounting is on Xero. The way we interact with our clients is all digital. It's purely paperless. When clients submit their documents to us, we request not for the usual bringing piles of folders to our office. Just take a photo of their mobile app or they can email us their documents and then we can store it all safely in the cloud. In terms of operations, we're 100% digital. We also have set up our own internal systems for communication, internal messaging, a lot of mobile calls and video calls. So all of these, we've been able to kind of transition from working in an office to working from home, and it's been quite seamless. I think not all businesses will have the luxury of doing this kind of model, but we're just grateful that we were well equipped by being digital to deal with this pandemic, which none of us saw coming.
But that's testament to digitalization, isn't it, Matt?
That it could be seamless, I really think so.
That this situation came up so you could seamlessly then go with the flow, if you will.
Definitely. In fact, we actually increased our headcount by 5 staff during COVID-19. And we have been very, very thankful to have been able to create employment opportunities, also utilizing certain government grants that really gave us the confidence to really grow as well. We actually hired stay-at-home caregivers, capitalizing on this ability to work remotely in a distributed way.
Let's list some other benefits of digitalizing so that other SMEs can realize that, you know what, really, let's get on it.
In terms of accounting-wise, the main benefit going all the way back to the beginning is just having your data safely in the cloud. I suppose a lot of people think that, yeah, maybe the cloud is not so safe, but actually when you compare it to maybe storing on your own local hard drive, the chances that it's going to be totally erased is a lot less. The same with paper, have water damage or accidentally misplace it, the cloud is a lot safer. It's 99.99% uptime. Yeah, having everything in a single ledger is also a key benefit. I think when you're working with accountants, kind of the relationship with accountants previously, you would have this kind of situation where you'd send a file to your accountant, then the accountant would make amendments, then he'll send it back to you, and then you might have more changes. So over time,
it makes that process lots easier, right?
Yeah, you'll just have one single version so that everyone has the most up-to-date information in front of them. The next kind of benefit is that instead of going into your bank, downloading a bank statement, uploading into the system, it's actually connected. Most of the major banks are actually connected to Xero so that every morning you can see the transaction from the previous day right in your system, which really saves a lot of time. Xero is kind of like the heart of an ecosystem. It's quite amazing after 10 short years that there's about 800 apps that can plug into Xero and feed data in and out, whether you're in food and beverage, whether you're in e-commerce, whether you're in construction. There's all these apps that can help you in the front end with your client management. People are booking reservations with you or ordering off your website, and all the information can seamlessly flow into Xero. Yeah, everything's just saving time. And even nowadays, when you take a photo of your expense claim, for example, the camera can actually pick up the image and then the software can actually recognize what's written without data entry. So it's really quite different from when I started my career. So as a fresh grad, usually you're
pen to paper.
Yeah, you're typing things in the computer. A lot of your time is spent on data entry. But for us, I'm really glad that we can offer this to our staff, our recent grads, use their time better, use the time for like more analytical value adding work than just data entry.
Yeah, so accountants now can become the true business partners, consulting partners, instead of just the number crunchers and data entry guys, right?
Yeah, definitely. We are just trying to see how we can really become growth partners and really just be able to get the business owners more acquainted with their financial data on a real-time basis so that they can really make decisions. For example, one of our clients during the pandemic, she realized that, she missed the opportunity to really increase her advertising spend and increase her marketing budget so that she could have captured more growth and more sales and increase her brand awareness when she moved online.
We're speaking with Brian Chow and Matthew Pua, who are co-founders of Harvest Accounting. So let's talk about a checklist of things to do, if you will, to make it as pain-free as possible. If for some reason an SME hasn't digitalized at this point, what can they do to make it as seamless as possible?
Sure. The first thing that SMEs should do would be to map out the various sales and costs that they have and look at what kind of existing systems they are using. Try to identify their pain points, understand your requirements. Oftentimes, it's a bit difficult to look at it when you're in the business. So we would recommend speaking to an external consultant. For instance, Harvest Accounting, we really help clients to really sit down and look at what's the current process and to see like their pain points and their bottlenecks. Try to find products that are a good fit for them.
How extensive, Brian, are your diagnostic services? You look at everything, not just the finances, right?
Yeah, we actually look at various tools that kind of integrate with your accounting software. So for instance, with Xero, we would look at how sales data is captured in point of sales for retail clients, F&B clients. We also look at how retail stores manage their inventory. We look at how expense claims are being done, how supplier payments are being made, what frequency is there. We are more focused on accounting operations. Yeah, but that being said, of course, we also need to look at how it fits with the overall requirements of the business.
So get some help, check one. Next on the list?
Yep. And the next one is really to be aware of some of the grants available out there. The government is really pushing for digitalization. But that being said, you need to know what is your requirements and identify the suitable solutions.
Yes. Not just anyhow.
Correct. And also not just try to get a solution because there is a grant for it. Because you often realize that you may actually sign up for a software that is too big for your system. It's important to actually go out and speak to various software vendors. Most of them are actually subscription-based. They offer free trials to really see whether you like the software, you like the experience. You think whether your staff and your employees are able to use it well, and overall doesn't hinder your operations.
Yeah, that's quite a key point. Nowadays, the model has shifted. So previously, if I was to take up a software solution using like an enterprise model, I'd be testing the software, and then you might be signing up for like a 5-year, 10-year license. These days with SaaS, the SaaS model, software as a service, it's totally different. I guess the barrier to entry is a lot lower. Go to the website, take up a 30-day trial. Once you've started to test it and you find, yeah, the software is a good fit, you can really just start paying on a month-by-month basis. Yeah, the risk of trying out a new thing, it's really not a lot of risk. I think there's a lot more upside to looking for new solutions.
Anything else? So we've got check number one, get some help. Check two, don't anyhow.
I think check three will be change management. I do think that sometimes it's important not to work in silos. A department wants to digitalize, but it may be a bit too fast for the organization. So it's very important to communicate this change right from the tone at the top management that cascades down to the whole organization. Many times we've observed that some clients want to migrate their accounting systems, but perhaps the sales department at the front end still wants to pick up calls to make sales orders. They want to issue paper invoices. And that in itself might actually slow you down. I do think that it's important to communicate well and also engage a provider that can provide training so that you can ensure a consistent quality of expertise and know-how to use the software across the whole company.
Any advice to other business owners, though, on how to weather these uncertain times? Check one on that list would be digitalize. Anything else, though?
Right now, for us, amongst our clients, we work with many small businesses in the fitness industry. There are music schools, there are speech therapy clinics, events companies. They have been really very affected by the pandemic. But I would have to say that I'm really glad for them because they have managed to pivot their business to using online and virtual softwares. I would like to believe that it's because they got their housekeeping and back-end operations in order in the first place to be digital. And hence, they were more willing and able and also in a better position to be agile, creative when it came for the time to act fast and get their front-end products sorted. So they were very much able to really push out online classes, online speech and drama classes, online music lessons, virtual Amazing Race, escape rooms, home experience kits, just to name a few of what our clients have done. So we are really very proud of them.
Matthew.
Yeah, back to what Brian was saying, there's just really a lot of adaptivity, creativity, innovation and resilience, learning a lot of things from our clients. Also, another point would be that there are a number of schemes and loans that small businesses can really tap on if they need it. But one thing to note, and this goes back to digitalization, most of the times when funding is required, you'll need to have up-to-date financial statements or financial information. So this is something that really we experienced firsthand for a few of our clients. They realized the sales have dropped, things are looking a bit grim for the foreseeable few months, and they really needed to get some funding just to tide over. We really felt we could support them because their financial information has been updated by us in almost real time. So most of our clients, instead of the old way, the old model where you might visit your accountant once a year, drop off your folders of documents and invoices, drop off
reams and reams of paper. Yeah,
exactly. You might just see your accountant once a year for that and then once a year to check out your tax. But now we really work side by side with our clients and really update them monthly on their financial position and their profit and loss and their performance. Because we already had everything in place, or we had a good workflow in place for keeping their finances up to date. Yeah, when the time came when some of our clients needed to reach out for, you know, assistance, loans, schemes, it was not a big fuss either. They asked us, can you provide this? And yeah, we said, yes, we can.
Matthew Poir and Brian Zhao are co-founders of Harvest Accounting. Gentlemen, thank you so much for your time.
Thanks, Howie.
Thank you, Howie.
This has been Mind Your Business on Money FM 89.3.
Mind Your Business on Money FM 89.3 was brought to you by Xero. Try Xero free for 30 days at xero.com.
To listen to more great interviews, download our podcasts at moneyfm893.sg or download the SPH radio app available on Google Play or the App Store.